This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
This is Satan's greatest tool on us, is deceiving people. When you see his death in Revelation chapter 20 or 21, then this serpent who deceives the whole world was thrown into the lake of fire. His power is in the deception. Satan's got no power over you but to deceive you. Thank you, Lord. I've got none of this written down today. The rest, knowingly worship. It says, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Then he opened, this is Antichrist we're talking about. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those that dwell in heaven. Think about that. I wrote this note in my study Bible years ago. I wrote, certainly an odd statement to blaspheme those that live in heaven. So could this be like a post-rapture statement, similar to good riddance to bad rubbish? Why would he say that? Or as Arthur Q. Bryan would put it, good riddance to bad rubbish. Who is Arthur Q. Bryan? The original voice of Elmer Fudd. Why blaspheme those that are in heaven? Right? Can you hear it now? All those Christians are finally gone, he'd say after the rapture, right? Now I promise you free pornography on every television. Now you can marry your cat if you want. Oh, wait, they already do that in England. Some woman married her cat. These are the kind of things that are going to appeal to people's flesh. All you have to do is pledge allegiance to me. Why, blasphemy? Can you? I mean, have you ever in your life, have you ever heard or seen anyone blaspheme those that live in heaven? Of course not. People blaspheme God all the time. Ooh, those people in heaven. I've never heard of such a thing. You see, maybe something happened to cause him to say this. Maybe some grand event has happened, causing this man to shake an angry fist at those that dwell in heaven. There's no other reason I could think of why the Bible author would have put this on here. But again, all you have to do is pledge allegiance to me. Verse 7. Now it was granted to him to make war with the saints. Uh-oh. Again, who are the saints? You! Not your grandmother. Your grandmother, thank God, is already gone. You. If you open up all the commentaries, they say, certainly this is not you. This is just Jewish people that are going to believe. Where does it say that in the Bible? He's going to make war with the saints. You are the saints. This is why Jesus tells you in John 12:25, those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate their life will keep it unto life eternal. This is why Jesus wants to get you in this frame of mind. Don't worry about what man can do to you. Don't fear him, but fear the one that can kill body and soul in hell, Jesus said. So, it was granted to him to make war with the saints. And for those out of a Catholic background, we're not talking about the guy you pray to when you lose your wallet. Or if you're flying on an airplane. Christopher or some of these others. A saint, according to the word of God, is a child of God. You are saints. All of you who have received Jesus Christ are saints. The Bible calls you saints. The Apostle Paul, James, and John, they all call you saints. A saint means someone that's been separated unto God. That's what the word means. So it was granted to him to make war with the saints. And, sorry to say, to overcome them. And authority was given to him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Nation, Greek word, ethnos, ethnic group. So, what do you know? Saints are still around. By the way, Daniel the prophet said the very same thing in the Old Testament. 700 years before this, Daniel said this. Daniel 7:25, speaking of the Antichrist, he will speak pompous words against the Most High, and he will persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints will be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time. There's that incessant number again. Just won't go away. 3.5 years. We just looked at that a moment ago, verse 5, right? He was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. He was given authority to continue for 42 months. Now, verse 8, and perhaps the most intimidating verse in the entire Bible is Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. It says this. It says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Now, thank God for that comma. That is, whose names have not been written in the book of life. I mean, those are the ones. But as I do, I've preached this on Wednesday nights, I've preached it on Sunday, I've preached it on the radio. Instead of focusing on the first part like I usually do, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, meaning your best friend, your mother, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your buddy at school, all who dwell on your atheist friend, your agnostic friends, those that don't give a rip about religion, those that think religion is a crutch. All that dwell on the earth will worship him. Because you can't buy or sell without bowing a knee to this man. You can't conduct life without bowing a knee to this man. More on that next week. All that dwell on the earth will worship him. But this time, I want to focus on the second part of this verse. What a statement. It says the death of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion was planned even before he made the world. Do you see that? The book of life of the Lamb. All right, symbolism. We got dragon. The dragon is who? The Lamb is who? So when Jesus says the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, he's talking about Jesus. When we read the symbolism in the book of Revelation, when he says, I see a lamb like it was slain, that's symbols for you to know the lamb is Jesus. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Goes all the way back to the Old Testament, back in Moses in Egypt, when they killed the Passover lamb and took his blood and they put his blood around the doorpost of the house, and the death angel would pass over them and not kill anyone that had the blood. And they had to eat and partake of that Passover lamb. Goes all the way back to then. When John the Baptist goes, look, it's the Lamb of God. That's Jesus. Who, by the way, died on Passover. What a profound statement. That the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. The death of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion was planned before he made the world. Think about this. For God so loved the world that he gave. We just got to read that slow. 1 John 4:9 says this. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son to be the, big word, propitiation. Means mercy seat. He loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This is where we need to end this message today. Satan has done nothing in this sermon and throughout the world but deceive people. I am here, friends, to bear witness to the truth today. And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So hear the truth today, church. Hear the truth today. God loves you. God sent his Son to die in your place so that you could have everlasting life. All you have to do is receive him today. This was God's plan all along. Because he loves you. That verse, all that dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from before the foundations of the world. What does that mean? That means before God made the world, he was thinking about you. That's what it means. God was thinking about you before he made any of this. You were on his mind. Hallelujah. You were on his mind. I don't want to focus on lies and deception anymore. I'm going to go home today knowing that I was on his mind before he made any of this. I love that. God's plan all along was to save you because he loves you. Acts 10:43 says, to him all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ today and hear the truth of the gospel. God loves you. He's always loved you, and you've always been on his mind. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Look.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth. All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD.